Math, science, history, handwriting, spelling, reading, all of these subjects with each of our kids. How's a mom to keep track of it all? You don't keep track of it in your head. That's key. You need homeschool checklists to keep your homeschool chugging along those tracks. I'm Misty Winkler, and not only have I homeschooled my five kids, two of which are graduates, but also myself and my husband were homeschooled back before it was popular. I'm also author of the book, The Convivial Homeschool: Gospel Encouragement for Keeping Your Sanity While Living and Learning Alongside Your Kids. And one practical tip for homeschool mom sanity is definitely checklists, because keeping track of everything is not something that we can do in our heads. If it's not working for you, it's because that's not what our brains were meant to do. We need our brains for thinking, for parenting, for learning ourselves, not for keeping track of all the details. That's what a checklist is for. So today, let's dig in to all things homeschool checklist. So we have a lot of details to keep track of as a homeschool mom. No doubt, no joke. That's why we need homeschool checklists. We need checklists to remind ourselves and remind our kids what needs to be done each and every day of the week. Sometimes it can feel perhaps like putting together a checklist is more work, more time, more investment than is really worth the payoff. But that's not what I've found, especially if you put together your checklist with its particular goal and purpose in mind. A checklist only makes life easier if you keep it truthful, and if you keep it visible, and if you actually use it to make choices throughout the day. Checklists themselves don't do any work at all, but what they do is hold details, information outside of our heads, so that we don't have to be perpetually filtering and deciding all the things all throughout the day. It's totally possible to still create checklists and yet continue to make decisions moment by moment, regardless of what the checklist says. If you don't let the checklist tell you what to do next, then it is a waste of time to put one together. A lot of times, what we do when we make our homeschool checklists at the beginning of the school year, maybe before the school year even starts, is we make a checklist that is more wishful thinking than not. And so then we really have to be making decisions and filtering even what we wrote for ourselves, because we were not giving ourselves actual assignments. We were writing out an idealist version of what we hope our school day will be like. Our school days aren't ideal days, and so then our checklist doesn't actually help inform our reality at all. The answer isn't to abandon checklists altogether. The answer is to make realistic checklists. And a lot of times that means coming back after a week or two of our real homeschool and making adjustments. Actually, I make adjustments on our homeschool checklists about every 6 to 8 weeks. We have 6 to 8 week terms, and then we take a break. And during that break, I assess how things actually went versus what our checklists told us to do. I look at whether or not the format of our checklist was actually helping us. I've used all kinds of formats over the years. The format it can be a helpful element of the checklist if it keeps more visible and clear. The whole point of a checklist is to have something outside of our brains written on paper ahead of time to remind us of all the things. To remind us of the specific things like page numbers that we should be reading. But checklists will only help us stay on track if we do look at them, if we do follow them. And that takes time and practice, both for us as moms and then for us to pass that skill along to our kids. It really is a skill to use and follow a checklist. And so we're going to talk about that in a later video about how to teach the skill of a checklist, of using a checklist, and maybe even to learn it yourself, but definitely to teach that skill to our kids. It's more than just handing them a checklist and telling them to do it, for sure. It actually takes multiple years before kids become independent with their own homeschool checklist. But that's a topic for another video. And it reminds me that one thing that we have to recognize with homeschool checklists is that we do need plural checklists. We can't all be working from one checklist because then it will probably be an overloaded, difficult to interpret checklist. Every student age 8 and up should have their own individual checklist, and then mom also needs her own checklist as a master for what she is assigned to other people and then what she also has to keep track of. And then there's another checklist that we need as moms too, making 3 checklists, but I'll go into detail on those on the next video. The real essential element to creating and using checklists that make our days simpler, that relieve the mental load from our days as moms, is making doable daily lists that we keep visible, that we check daily, and that we adjust as we go to keep ourselves on track. We need to know where we're headed in order to plot a course to get there. And sometimes our checklists don't really work for us because we don't really have that direction set. We don't have the end goal in mind. And so every day is just like a little bit here, a little bit there, but kind of random grab bag collection of things that's not pushing us a certain direction at a certain rate. And while, of course, we need to be flexible and we want to adapt to our family's current needs, still we should have a set of priorities and goals ahead of time before we make our checklists. So then when we look at our checklist, we know that it's telling us the truth about what we have to do to actually live out our priorities and make our goals a reality. Our checklist will confront us with the responsible version of ourselves. And most of the time, at the beginning of a school day, or maybe in the middle of a school day after a lunch break, the responsible version of ourselves is not who's looking at that checklist. We are looking with our tired, ready for a nap or second cup of coffee or just anything except phonics lessons eyes. And so sometimes we don't want to look at our checklist because that's the bossy, responsible version of ourselves that we don't want to even hear. But in those moments, it's exactly who we need to hear from. Who needs to help us make the right next decision. But the checklist is only going to function as that responsible version of ourselves if it's not coming from the idealist, perfectionist version of ourselves. And there is a difference. I have all kinds of videos about perfectionism. I'll also link those down in the show notes. But we have to be honest with ourselves, not in the moment, not in the middle of a school day moment about what's realistic, but in the middle of a term break or on a weekend, looking back and taking some honest notes about how things went and why they went that way, and what really we are responsible to be moving forward. We can get input from our husbands on what we should prioritize and incorporate that into our actual checklist, into our visible list that we use to help us keep on track most days. If we want to teach our kids to have a decent work ethic, to not make excuses, to do the work even when they don't feel like it, we've got to show up that way ourselves first, and we have to hold the line with them each and every school day. And I really don't know any other way to do that than with checklists. So we're going to spend several videos talking about making checklists work in our real life homeschools. If you need help getting started with homeschool checklists, I have some free templates with a few different formats, a few different designs, so that you can find what works for you in your current homeschool situation. Sometimes you have to change things up over the years. I've got you covered. You can find the links to those homeschool. You can find the links to the free homeschool checklists in the show notes below, or you can go to simplyconvivial.com/checklist. We really need more than one checklist in our homeschools. Actually, we need three checklists. But I've already talked long enough. So let's talk about each of those three particular checklists in the next episode.